want the experience of fire tonight. Lord, we want the experience of fire tonight. We want the experience of fire tonight. Let fire come from us. Send your fire tonight to us, Lord. Let his hearts have been honest today, this time, this period. Lord, we come to say, tonight we want to walk, move, speak, and your fire. Let your fire come. Let the fire fall upon us this time, this period.
Holy Mother, I wish that I have a leaky to pursue.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I just want you to understand that though we was talking about spirit in 1998, you know, I would like you to understand something. This Emesu and the spirit of Yahweh in 1998, we up to say we will divide this country. The media and your boys, the time we come together and we say we will divide this country by force and by any means. So we decided to have meetings. Then somebody brings up this idea of a basis that when you shoot, you do not enter, when you look. People are green and cocoa. You can imagine, brethren. They called out this spirit from the water. And what they go do to us? The spirit does do something to that man. You say, they will be talking, counting and using the thing to run, using the thing to. After they did everything, they give us one piece of white wrapper, just a piece. Time on your head for the war. Praise God. Brethren, we don't understand. The Christians don't understand that these things are real. I was one of them. So we go after catching this power from Cuba. We start the war. We started the group. If somebody knows about Kayama declaration, if somebody knows about Ozi declaration, those war was fought by spirit through men. Amen. We want to understand that what we want to do is to break it. If we go to your government from our back, there is a bridge here. We want to make our camp and break that place. Then when you are going through worry, there is a very long bridge. I think probably you know the name of the bridge. Brother, to live up to the end of morning, there's a long bridge. Before Kayama, there's a very long bridge. If you cut that, so we go the war that the army, they will shoot. When they shoot, this bullet, you see this your club that is in gold, but it cannot enter you. And then, we are fighting. But what is the army, the soldiers, the individual, when they shoot and find out that this bullet cannot enter, they will remove the magazine and drop the gun and go, run it, run away. So when you get the gun, there will be no magazine. Do you know what is the magazine? That is the critical gun for the enemy. So with that, we don't have weapon to fight. And that's what we're using. Winning the war. Amen. If your Kayama declaration, then human beings die in that water. Amen. The only thing we did was when you kill the person, you tear his stone and throw him in the river, it can never come out. It will not float.
Praise God.
And this situation was the thing that was known, it makes people to fight. Fight with all your faith. Anytime you hear the sound of gun, you want to go and look for where that gun is standing to take the gun. And this is from the water. When you see the man, he's always very white in the shroud. We have one from Kayama, one from Oji, and one from Okuma. This is the place. Is where this is from. So when the war comes to understand that we can't win the war, people begin to use these things to steal, to do different things. That's where you hear these many things come up from. And because of
Praise God.
The first issue I have is spirit, that is, my brother, it is the spirit in you.
Amen.
Brother, I'm trying to tell you, our country, Nigeria, the platform where the God you come from, every platform is named by the goddess. You know what is that? Yeah, just that when you feel a bubble, when the water comes out, that's how the drill oil comes out. And when they drill the oil, before drilling that oil, the goddess in that place, they will sacrifice for that oil to be used. So when the agreement was, it is the name of the goddess they use in calling that platform.
Amen.
So you can imagine, I think of this thing I'm talking about, so that you can overcome this country by that spirit that is greater than all the spirits. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I come into this fold, this message, I come to even believe that that power that the devil was using in me, God can also use me.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brethren, I don't believe that somebody can shoot me and it will end up. No, I was coming, I come to God with strong belief that if men, brethren, I can call them that men that is walking through this world. I've seen men that there's a boy called Sokoma, Rivers State, we know that boy.
Amen.
That boy, you can't kill him. And he only what he did. Immediately you come, you knock or do anything. If you remove his shoe like this and put his 2 legs on the ground, you can't see that boy again.
Praise God.
This man was, they submit themselves to the extent that this spirit was using them to do evil. But brethren, I only cry with the time I come to understand the call. Why can't I submit myself to your spirit to move in this realm?
Hallelujah.
So that I want us to just know that we have come to fight with spirits.
Amen.
We have come to use what God has given to us this night.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we can stand here to walk around this country and take our possession.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The only thing, don't be afraid, it is fear. Are you sure? No, we are sure that what we are doing is working.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This time, this period, brethren, we will stand. We're going to say this petition. Call it judicial. We want to conclude the matter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to conclude the matter today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to conclude this. I just want to encourage us to know that we want to conclude this matter tonight. Do we believe that we can conclude it?
Amen.
We can do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can do it. Just turn your heart and say, I can do it. I can do it, Lord. I can do it. I can do it. I will walk from north to south, west to east in this country. I take everything
But just remember the promise God gave to Joshua. And you walk and begin to fight and call, take over. It is our time. Remember, they say, he is not regretting why he is from Nigeria. Hallelujah. There is a purpose and a reason. Hallelujah. Brethren, I just want us tonight to be called down. No matter the spirit, there is a spirit that is greater. The Bible says there was a man that has made the whole community, the whole place, to look as if he's a God. But when the disciples come into it, they know that power has power. And the man says, can I buy this thing? Amen. Can I buy this power? If I buy it, amen. But he did not know that he cannot buy it. He cannot buy it. And that same power, brethren, is with you. The Bible says he is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So, brethren, I believe that the mantle has been handed over to you and me tonight. Whatsoever Kabbalah calls themselves, their Kabbalism will come down tonight. Hallelujah! And we will hand over this nation to God our Son. I say, God, we have fought a good fight. We have fought a good fight. Hallelujah. Let us just turn our heart and begin to know that the time we have the war we have come to fight is not war of multitude. It's not war of millions. But it's a war of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For in that day, who shall man be who goes to the end? Let us stand on our feet and begin to walk around this country. Walk around this country. This country from north to south. God has chosen us this night for a purpose. God has chosen you and me for a purpose. We don't know why the meeting was in this period. We don't know why we have gathered for this day in this period. But I believe it is for a purpose. I believe it's for a purpose that this country, anywhere you go, they will say, are you in Nigeria? Maybe say they are in Nigeria. This come outside them. God gave me this leg to travel out, but when you come back, you will know that you have come back to a different environment. From the airport, you begin to see different things. The spirit that holds us back for so long. You can lose yourself. You can lose the country. And today I hand over this country to the Lord. You just close your eyes. Your mind that you are walking around this country. You are walking around this country to the old the places that men cannot walk naturally. The Spirit begins to move in the midst of the darkness.
The Spirit begins to move in the midst of the darkness. Move in the midst of the darkness. And when the word of God comes, says, let there be light. Nothing can stand. There's the light. Let there be light in Nigeria. Let there be light. Walk around the God has been light. Let light come forth in this country. Let all the light of God come forth in this country. Let this country experience light.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord, but the control
Pastor. When I walk, we are talking.
Yes.
So, the first thing is that this is the day of the Lord. And this stone that is cut without hands is not compromising anything. Are you understanding my point? We have situations where Christians practice the presence in town, but they can't go to their village. Are you understanding my point? What does that mean? When the Bible says, he shall be called the God of the whole earth. Do you know what that means? You have to stretch to everywhere there are powers. They must bow. Praise the name of the Lord. They must bow. Hallelujah. Now, no more time. I think my son is in the other end of the state. That's why I did my French spiritually. Not in the back of town, we went into places. Christians, islands. Then it was Bayasa and River State were together. And we saw things. Praise the name of God. Up to today, when I tell my story, sometimes even my wife doesn't believe it. Are you understanding the point? Yes, this so incredible, she's not looking at me like, you know, whatever. Alright. But this is a very, very important now. We went to a place. I'm not even going to name of the town. Where is Kolo? Do you understand? And we landed by the phone, by boat. We landed. And at the shore, we looked at that. Then I had these are Christian coppers. In the days when coppers were all dead. I don't know what happens now. We came, gathered by the seaside. And held our hands and pray and keep authority over the place. Because you must recognize that there are territorial rulers, so you cannot enter the territory if you don't bind them. You don't walk in. You can go to your town, township, do what you want to do. But the village, we own it. Praise the name of the Lord. And while you are praying, you don't open the eye of your sister. And she saw the woman. Came out of the waters. And she looked at us with disdain and arrogance. She said, who are these people? And what have they come to do in my territory? That's the meaning. But no, I mean, because she said, I will have to take over your territory. And you might say, we shall see. She went down. Friday night, we set up our projector, set up our equipment to do crusades. Generator failed. Projector failed. The only equipment you came with that night failed. Nothing worked that Friday night. But thank God too, because brethren were provoked. That night, nobody slept. Boy, we prayed. Anger. I remember one brother pulling grass. That is playing grass. Well, I'm never told. I'm telling you, this is what happened in real. He was acting, he was pulling grass, praying. People vexed that night. By morning, we came out. The first person that met us was a crippled man who was sick. This one that was pulling grass was naked. Just that woman that is bad. And the woman dropped all of his sick and began to walk. One and direct. And you were surrounded. So we took that one sick. And we are carrying to the town. It was the evidence of victory over the land. And you were there. Remember, nobody is speaking now. You see, we are going to just prepare your minds. This journey was just at end. Praise the name of the Lord. Perhaps the meetings will not always go in your way. Are you getting my point? Maybe the next time come today, may they have last one place. No joke.
Praise the name of the Lord.
But the Bible says that we are still bound. Yes, that's one. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are not doing nothing different anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. We recognize that in Nigeria,
their territorial powers. These territorial powers govern territorial mentality. Praise the name of the Lord. Because every spirit is jealous over its territory. If you want to have one Nigeria, you must dismantle the other spirit. You must dismantle the other spirit. Are you getting my point? You must dismantle the one spirit. And Kayama. Obey the spirit. Hello? They are not just characters. They are also what now? Spirits. So we're going to pray this night. Whether I can be true, all the people need
There are some spirits that remain in the waters. One day we will
say how they enter the waters. Now, this spirit, one is male, one is female. It has a time in the year when both of them meet. And that same time, within the immorality, fornication, adultery, immorality is at its peak. It's a celebration of what happened in your. Now, beyond this, when you want to set up a pleasure in this water, you must set through the spirit. It is standard practice. You go, they tell you what you bring it, and then you can set your pleasure. Now, my late chairman has a junior brother who read the pleasure. The man is just natural. He's not in the game. He doesn't have any power. He's just stubborn. He says, I don't want to do it. He says it's pleasure. And brethren, they did the third commence operation. That's a son of Yale students of petrochemical engineering and teaching. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Of Yale students, sharpening into the gentleman. He was in the classroom, was in the pleasure. Inside the water, there are pythons. Now, these are normal spirits, normal snakes that are possessed by spirits. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because they are possessed by spirits, now snakes grow all through their lifetime. So the older the snake, the part of it, the bigger it is. It will wash on the platform. And this part of it used to tear and swept on the platform into the water. Now, the foreman to this man, chairman's brother, is an Egyptian. Are you understanding my point? So, this young man dived into the water to rescue this boy. Up to today, he cannot fully talk of what happened inside the water. He barely managed to come out. But the young man did not report it. For 3 days before the body floated. That was the end of the matter. That was the end of the journey. Praise the name of God. So, why are we saying all these things? Our Christianity, God is trying to change the whole concept. You can stay in Nigeria as a government, you come like that. But there is another government.
Amen.
So, we are going to speak. You know what? See, the Fulani thing is a spirit. I hope you understand. There are a lot of Fulani brethren, even in this way, who are not part. Because some people are very personal. Maybe Fulani man is an enemy. What do Fulani do? Because the Fulani people think it's spirit. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We have not personalized anything. There are a lot of Fulani who are not part of this agenda. Praise the name of the Lord. We are all for communication. We know where we are standing. We know the level where we are fighting. Praise the name of God. So, brethren, we are going to walk into territories now.
Amen.
As we can enter territories, let me tell you, in our fellowship, those of you know John, we are John. John is from, what do you call it now? Iguana, from, I'm using. When John's family, who were priests of guardians of the deity that he brought to keep them, eventually, after a while, they stopped because the last priest that died, John's uncle, John's father, nobody wanted to touch the priesthood. So the spirit now came as a reference physically. So the night John was in fellowship and he was sharing this problem and everybody was interpreting about it. That night I had a body to pray. And I said, it was a prayer. I said, Lord, we come to amuse you. You understand? We come to the territory, the spirit's name is called Kamalu Ai.
We enter the territory of carnal fire. We come as flames of fire. The moment the name of that baby was mentioned, something did then jump up right then to fellowship and started stealing him. You know, he did with all of us. Because we enter the territory of the Spirit. This word you speak is not law, it is real. So if you say tonight that we are entering for others, we are entering for OG, we are entering for me, we are entering for Starbucks, we are entering for water and the priest of this, then we are in there. So I'm telling you so that you understand that we're not just saying blah, 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 talking words. They are very real. We enter the 36 states of Nigeria. We enter the mountains of Atakawa. We enter some peace and privacy. So we have laid enough foundation. Praise the name of God. So we are looking at this up now. Okay. Why are you saying that? By the time we get here, this battle continues. Hello, are you with me? Some of these things are being said so that you have principles and basis to sustain this warfare. Are you understanding what we are doing? Yes, so we are laying all these foundations not just for here, but when you go to pray with your family. Do you understand? When you go to pray in your local assembly, we sustain this war until every aspect of this land is subdued. And it is subdued.
Hebrews 2, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2, 4.
drop off to bearing their weakness. Go to his signs and wonders. And he delivers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Verse 5. For unto the angels, that includes every spirit, all the ones, the good ones in the water, the ones in the rock, the ones in the mountain, but I don't
know how that we have to make out of all the things that are offers.
For unto the angels,
are the
kingdom of the subjection, the Lord, we are of the spirit. Testify, saying, what is man
that thou
mindest of him? Or such man thou deceivest me? Thou mayest him a little lower than the gods.
Thou mayest him glory and honor.
And set me over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in perfect under sweet. For if I put all in subjection under him, he left not but not put under him. For now we see not all things put under him.
That's where we are.
Yes.
So all the things the testimony we have about his operations. I'm not saying that there are three spirits who have taken control. But that's not the end of the story.
But after I say, but,
that comes around the whole thing.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than
the other. That is one question. That he does not have to give this spirit a head start.
Alright? So he made a little dozen. For the suffering of death, crown with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should replace them for every man. For he became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory.
That is the purpose of this event.
To bring us to
glory, and to take us
above their realm of operation. And the only thing that can take man above the realm of this operation is the blood. So the blood is of the body. Alright? And that is where we are going to explore where blood is not their address.
Alright?
Our address. It will be them our address.
So,
in terms of our needs, we have to have all those things that are old story. Our address time is our love. Amen. To make the captives of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one.
Because when you look at the lampstand, is there for one lump of gold.
One. So both the needle, the prince Christ, and the branches are all one.
So this church, when we go into the spirit, we are one. And we are perfect. And we can do the operation.
Amen. For we call not ashamed to call them brethren. Say, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, the light and praise unto me. And again, I will put my trust in him. And behold, I and the children which God has given me are the sons of God. So then, and the children are partakers of flesh,
we are not. He also himself
became himself like a two part of the same.
Now, he took part of the same because he became under the Roman government.
Kings in Zion, then we have the power the authority. You know, we are there seated in the heavenly places. Part of all the principalities and powers. No matter where they are. No matter where they are. No matter though they have been dead. You know? Though they have been dead, then the power is given to the church. To go in and do what? Pray them. Because the time has come for the kingdom of God to be established on the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now I'm sure we are tired enough. I'm sure we are angry enough. Hallelujah. So brethren, I want us to pray. This time, we're sorry. Okay. We'll take this as the last business and then we pray.
When you don't fear and go, my dear, they will raise their children. But when you tell them that they are nothing, they will be nothing. Hallelujah. When this my brother was a daughter, no worship and prayer, yesterday, the Lord will be. From here to this place, I saw that. And that path, something. I don't know how to put it. But in that time, I saw resurrection. And that resurrection, on that night, I saw restored. Hallelujah. Showing that in that valley, all of us, anybody under this roof, the picture, we have
stopped.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why did God restart you? Is it not possible to be awake and to stand up and fight today? Who is he? Why should you be here?
Yes,
you should
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've not heard anybody. The degree of the thing has really gone for us. So what we are doing is we are families. Praise the name of God. Brethren, we overthrow the kingdoms of the water. You see my water spirit. It's a water that dwells in the waters. Your head has gone now. So open your mouth from the side like that. You say all the water spirits through the master of Nigeria that came to be the of the water. Your end has come. The end of your dominion. The end of your kingdom. The end of your food. The end of your actions. The end of your power. The end of your influence. Over this nation. He has come. Name of Jesus, who prophesied an end on the earth. You spirit in the water. You spirit in the water. Today, in the name of Jesus, from the first lines of Nigeria, you are in the sky. We say we move into your territory as blessed of the earth. We will enjoy your joy. We will enjoy your favor. We will enjoy your power. We will enjoy your glory.
Amen.
you to speak to covenants now. Generations, their covenants have been made with spirits for power and influence. They have been made by men, by groups of men, by ethnic nationalities, by kindreds, all kinds of, you know, groups have been covenant to spirits for influence, for rule, pertaining to this nation. By the blood of Jesus, we will go to, because every covenant must have an altar. The altar must have sacrifices to sustain the covenant. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are spiritual principles now. So we will go to the altar by the blood of Jesus and put the blood on the altar.
Amen.
To violate, to nullify, yes, that covenant.
Amen.
And from that day, today, that voice of the altar must cease.
Amen.
Because this altar, they keep speaking. They keep speaking voices into the heavens. I saw under the water. There is something like a castle, big mansion under the water. And as we began to pray, it was like it is untouchable. We just could not penetrate. It was under a big mansion, castle. And I was able to understand that that is where men go. And they, dedicate themselves, consecrate themselves unto things that begin to move very mighty. But you see, the entrance of that place, there is something like rent. Things that we couldn't just create it. It was this kind of. So I think that we need to go again. That is where the altar you are talking about is. We need to go again. Because we don't think that we need to pray again. We need to address, we need to dismantle that castle. We need to destroy that. It is under the water. That is where the power is.
Father, we come as one man.
Hallelujah.
As angels go down. We operate from the government that is over our governments. From that mountain top, wherein Lord God, you sit as King and as Lord. And it's from that place you give executive order to sons of God. It's from that height which speaks of Mount Zion. Hallelujah. The place of the government of our God that we have come as warriors by the blood of Jesus. Having received an executive order as one indivisible arm, we the church who are a kingdom of priests after the order of Melchizedek Christian, we come from that place of ascension as one body, and we go to the depth of the ocean with all of us covered by the blood of Jesus. We go to the place of that stronghold, because he said when a stronger man comes to a place, we begin to fight stronger. Therefore, Lord, we begin to enter access points into this castle that is under the ocean. And one man and one authority covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we begin to break down, oh, hallelujah, the door. We begin to fight spirits at the gates. Hallelujah, being covered by the blood of Jesus. We begin to find the spirits who are taking hands from that castle. We begin to find them and we wash that very much at this castle be built. We begin to take captives. Men that are people that have been bound in the dark realms, in the dungeons of the water, we begin to release them tonight. We begin to release them tonight. We begin to release them tonight. We begin to recover. We begin to restore. We say tonight, oh God, even the local captives have been delivered. And we pray for the terrible disaster. We thank you for opening the eyes of our brethren to see that play of strong man. Father, we thank you. Who are you, Spirit? Do you not know that the God of all flesh and the Father of all spirits is our Father? And therefore, by that seat of government, we say no more shall, O God, decree come from that depth of the ocean. But the decree shall come from the mountain of our God. He said, and we will teach of us on his way, and we will walk in his path. He said, out of Zion shall come the Lord, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. We thank you, Lord God, as the banner is spread, the banner of victory. Thank you, our Father. We are assembled today as a church. No more shall we cower before defeated spirits. Hallelujah. Therefore, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. For we know that, Lord God, that the enemy has been brought down. Hallelujah. You have not brought us to put our feet upon the necks of our enemies. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 18, they that those of our pain thoughts, we have subdued them this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for we have taken their weapons of war. Hallelujah. And we have taken it. Thank you, our Father. Amen.
As we pray, what came before me was Jericho. Hallelujah. Jericho was defined. The houses were built on the wall. You can imagine how the wall was, that the wall was so wide that the houses were built on top, and men were built. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. So, with this city, is nothing compared to Jericho. Hallelujah. And it was so organized that even when people entered, the king knew that spies are coming. Hallelujah. Now, the things were found not just under the water, because the Bible says, earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. So what we are addressing, the things on the earth, the things beneath the earth, including the sea, present there is also the matter of the heaven, the matter of the stars, the constellation, the arrangement. There are people who have invested in stargazers, astrologers, all kinds of things to be able to rearrange the stars. Now, the God believes that there is a gospel in the stars. The stars speak. When Christ was going to come, the stars rearranged. And our prayer this night was a rearrange the stars.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, let us pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
damage to us. So we have a right to complain, to speak
So brethren, we will not against them. Though they have chariots of iron, we come by the Spirit of the Lord. But we say that Pharaoh and his people, when they were about crossing, that even the ground, the earth, the sea water fall against them. Their wheels could no longer move and operate. So brethren, I want you to adjust their mind to those things. We are asking God to fight with the wind, to fight with the sun, to fight with the sun, to fight with the elements, to fight with the elements, to fight with the elements, to
the blood to the Father.
brethren be satisfied. That the Lord fulfill the established agreed protocol.
Yes.
And so the victory is complete.
Yes.
And so the enemy has no legal ground to challenge the Lord.
Yes.
It is a settled matter.
Yes.
So anytime we go into battle, we go clothed, see, vesture dipped in blood. That's not out with the blood. We enter the camp of the enemy. The camp of the protocol of the vision of Gideon. That a barrel, a ball of barley tumbled into the camp and struck the foundations of the tent and the tent of that. And so we are by the ministry of the barley. We smite that castle.
Yeah.
We uproot the pillars.
Yeah.
We pull it down.
Yeah.
And we say, Lord, we make that habitation desolate.
Yeah.
No man shall inhabit it anymore.
Yeah.
From generation to generation.
Yeah.
Like Sidon and Tyre, we shall cease to exist.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We declare that no man in Nigeria shall go to consult with anyone. But we shall be known that that power is not working again. In the name of Jesus. For rumors that have been going to consult, henceforth shall come to the mountain of the house of the Lord. For the authority has transferred to Zion. Because the law is not going for out of Zion. But the word of the king is going forth from Jerusalem. And so Lord, we declare this morning, we enter into the territories in the waters. Come from Fokakos, from Eskrav, from Bonin, and from all the places where oil is mined in this country. We move into those territories and we speak to the spirits that given to have claimed dominion. We say the Lord has given us your life. We are coming to possess
it.
And so in the name of Jesus, we vacate you. We overthrow your altars. There shall be no more sacrifice there. We will say, let our God rise. And let his enemies scatter. Let them vacate the law in these waters. Let them scatter and flee the ground. As the chaff is blown before the wind, as the wax is melted before the fire, so let the water be. Let the powers in the waters be.
Yeah.
So let the deserts be.
Yeah.
So let the terremoto be.
Yeah.
So let all these pieces of the waters be judged.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we make people their territories. We make their habitation desolate.
Yeah.
Their office let another take.
Yeah.
And we move into the realms of the rocks. Pastor Rock, Ulumu Rock, Fuma Rock, all the rocks of this land. We move in. We vacate the spirit that have made their dwellings there.
Yeah.
We declare unto them that the earth is the Lord's,
yeah,
and the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
The land and they that dwell therein, they belong to our God.
Yeah.
And we say today, the kingdoms of Nigeria belong to our God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we move to the moon and the stars.
Yeah.
Father, where men have set authority, where they receive instructions, and we say today, we cast down the powers in the moon.
Yeah.
We cast down the powers in the stars.
Yeah.
We cast down the powers in the hills,
yeah,
and the mountains,
yeah,
and the rivers,
yeah,
and the lakes,
yeah,
and the forests. We move to Shabisa Forest.
We
move to all the forests in the west. Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
All the dwellers in the forest.
Yeah.
We protect you today.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We set fire upon your territory.
Yeah.
We consume your throne. Power in Nigeria quarters. After the death of the conference, let that spirit endure with that. All that spirit in Loko Jack, where the sacrifices are made, you say, sit on the ground. There is no more prayer. We overthrow your altar. We unify your altar. We are moving over this nation. But today, we bring your rule to an end. We have to die. We have to throw down. We will throw your soul away. We will put it down. In the name of Jesus Christ. And from Sokoto to Kebbi,
we judge it in the name of God.
Amen.
And we judge the rocks in the natural
in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just the Lord all over the customs in the name of Jesus. The word is restoration.
Yeah.
Restored. Yeah. And we say, Lord, you have initiated restoration in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And Nigeria is restored.
Yeah.
And we begin to speak every aspect, reputational system, the health system, the justice system.
Yeah.
Now judge this corruption in the judiciary.
Yeah.
And we say, Lord, judges that take bribe. To perform justice. Let him be exposed. Let him be removed. Let him be embarrassed. Let him be ashamed. Let him be cheated. I'm going to remove you to anger. I'm going to say, henceforth, anger shall stand with the devil. The result of every election, anger shall be bred. We compel Mahmoud Yakubu to do the right thing in this election. We ask God that you will send your angel. The one that you see at Melek, I told him you're a dead man. Let him speak to Mamuja. In the name of Jesus. We declare today, Lord, that this election shall not be compromised. As it is cast, so shall it be. And every attempt by men to manipulate, to hack into the system, to compromise the system in any way, we expose it.
Amen.
And we declare it in the constant.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we declare today in the name of Jesus a new Nigeria.
Amen.
And we say that this election shall be the turning point of this nation. And we agree, you say you have sent your Holy One upon Mount Zion. But upon this mountain we make a victory. And we say, by this election, the Spirit of God by reason, the Spirit of God structure, the Spirit of battle by battle, the Spirit of compromise, everything associated with politics is a battle. Lord, that all your theories shall be qualified. They will see something happen, and they will say that this is the thing of God. And so shall it be in Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. There is a turning point. In that place where it was said, this is a corrupt nation. No man wants to go there. But I will say today, as in Nigeria, command investors to be there. We command investors to be there. But I want to declare, Lord, that in other elections, I pray this, that Lord, Nigeria's diaspora will vote. Lord, we declare it. And we say, Lord, in the National Assembly, do not oppose this.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we decree diaspora voting.
Amen.
To bring an end to all this rubbish.
Amen.
We say, Lord, Nigerians, legitimately in all parts of the world, we have a say in the election.
Amen.
And we vote. We move into the National Assembly right now. Because that is the seat of corruption.
Amen.
And we say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And release your spirit. Judge that assembly.
Father,
Lord God, they are saying, oh, that when the new president comes, you will have to contend with us. Lord, you will not contend with the National Assembly. You will contend with the National Assembly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming there for our prayers. We bless you.
Amen.
Father, we put an end, the put an end in the and the dominion of Israel over this land. A family broken. Permanently broken. Not just in Nigeria, but through West Africa, through Africa, even the Middle East of God. In that we speak to the Abba, that black God, and to all the spirits dwelling in the Abba. Your end has come. Lord, your end has come. We pray the power of this land over the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, every utterance, every prophecy, commander to the river Nigeria. Today, we cast it down.
Amen.
We will fight. The declarations of God, the commitment and dedication of the spirit over this land,
the things spoken to the Niger River and the Benue River and to the confluence. He said in the name of Jesus Christ.
And it is the decree of their children.
that every spirit, every potentate, every dominion that you have not established, be cast out.
Amen.
And let it be. Let it be cast out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, you said you have given the lesser light and the greater light, the sun and the moon, and they are raining the earth. We speak to the covenant of the moon. We speak to the covenant of the day. We speak to the covenant, the ordinances. The ordinances of the pillars of the earth and the heavens. We come to disannul every prognostication for evil, for unrighteousness, for ungodliness, in the mindset, in the emotions, desire and will. Every conference, every gathering that remains to perpetuate darkness, it will come today.
Amen.
To an all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We decree a new season.
Amen.
We decree a new day.
Amen.
We decree a visitation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We love as you raise up new government, new power structure in the economy. In every area, Lord, that there will be a wind of fresh air. But you said we should pray for Babylon. We should pray for this, for Babylon and the city where we are, where you have placed us. For in this peace, we shall have peace. We pray for the peace. Every spirit that has fostered bloodshed, every spirit that has scattered tests, you say those spirits of fornication, of wonders, of tests, and sorcery, these four spirits that have been running, we come as the people of God. We exercise authority over you. We bind you.
Amen.
We resist you. And we turn you backwards. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every spirit, every red horse that has been sent to run through the land and leave its way to destruction and devastation, today we discard you for your
commission.
And we send you back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you show them man, you say, show them different horses. Say, these were spirits that have gone through the, that were, they have quieted their spirit in the land. Lord, you show them horns. And you also show them capitals. We come as capitals to change your all the horns. All the horns. In the land. Raise up a teaching priest. Raise up a new generation. God, raise my God. Vessels that will bring the counsel of the Lord. Lord, we pray, O God, that you will open the door, that we release a new understanding. For you said, the sons of Isaac, we are there that have understanding. We ask for prophetic insight to the things of the past, to the things for the present, and the things in the years to come, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of division that is ravaging the church, they are ravaging the body. Lord, we come today to rebuke you, spirit of division. The spirit that says, brother cannot see eye to eye with one. Lord, today we come to release a spirit of seeing eyes your life. And the watchman shall see eyes your life. For after you will rearrange the watchmen of all the world in your life. Set up, heal the preachers, and raise up all the people. Raise up trumpeters. Raise up MCs and ambassadors. Raise up miracle workers. Raise up teaching priests. Raise up every that there shall not be any life that there will be resource in your hands. Raise up financial apostles. Raise up help us. Put this resource in everyone gathered in this room. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, say you start from the altar. As you have brought judgment to our hands, we ask Lord that you will bring resource to our families in the name of Jesus. To the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of poverty. We rebuke the spirit of poverty. We rebuke the spirit of idolatry. Every spirit of waste, of piety, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit that carry these words shall not come to up to success. Say Abraham was rich in gold and in resources. Lord, we receive that testimony also. That their hands will be full and there shall not be any in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we are dealing with sicknesses that are generational. Yes. Sicknesses that are hereditary. Yes. They say black men have high pressure. Black men have diabetes. Lord, the Nigerians have sickle cell. Lord, every working that has had special diseases and afflictions. We come today to your neighbors. We find you and we cast you to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for a reversal of every such cause that we brought in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you told Moses that there shall be two mountains. Mount Nebat to bless and Mount Gerizim to curse. Lord, we raise up these mountains. We raise up these mountains. Hallelujah. Lord, that they will become oppression. In the name of Jesus Christ. We release your blessing. We release your blessing. On that we should be blessed. And we release the curse. On that we should be cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ. We just bless you, God. We ask that there will be understanding. No way forward. That our direction. That which has happened today tonight. Will not be. The Lord shall be like the light that shall be brighter and brighter. We ask for brighter insight. We pray for the prophetic wings. That Lord, that night shall not be upon you. That the season of darkness shall not be upon you. That the day shall arise upon you. That the seasons of clear vision shall descend upon the prophetic ministry. We pray for the teaching ministry. We pray for the evangelistic ministry. We pray for the shepherd ministry. We pray for the fivefold ministry. And we raise them up. Set them all up. What of the ministry? That you bring the church to that perfect time. You bring a season of maturity, a season of searching, and you bring up sons in this land that we shall no longer be doomed. Us to our
to every room you have got. We bless you now. Please sit, Master. Have made materialize in your heart. We don't listen. In the name of Jesus. We break our walls. We break our barriers. And this word of the teacher will go into all the gifts, all the empires, all the private companies that operate in the church. We market every hell in the name of Jesus. God, we open the door. We open the door. Let the feet of your hands go in and be lifted up. Lord, we pray for a season of harvest, for a season of rain. We ask that there be rain upon this land, rain of righteousness, that the fullness of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the earth. Lord, that this mighty outpouring will flow out from this land to the great dimensions of Africa. For so you said it will happen in the name of Christ. Lord, we just bless your name. We glorify your name. In that short might. Amen. Sit down. I just want to please have you sit down. It's still the God bless you very much. Hallelujah. I saw a face that I want to share. Very quickly. I'll start from the last one. You know what? We have to pray for the head of chairman. The Lord opened my eyes. The Lord opened my eyes and I saw him in a room. Initially the room was dark, but as we called him forth, light, you know, it was like a lamp, an overhead lamp began to shine upon him. That's all. The second one I saw us as Joel's army. You know that army that said that if they will fall on the sword, not a war, will harm them. Then before them is the land of Eden. Am I correct?
Yes.
Then behind them is submission. Then the first one I really saw was that while we were praying, I saw a volcanic eruption. As the land was flowing towards the camp, the people in the camp were shocked. They thought that I raised an invisible barrier. The people in the camp stood, made and then raised an invisible barrier. But the rate of the flow of the lava was so fast and broke down the barrier. Initially, I was confused. Why the people raised an invisible barrier? I think it got people. And I got to understand that it was the camp of the sorcerer.
Yes.
So the flow of lava was so fast and the camp was barren. And there was a lot of desolation. Amen.
You said it. And it
so strong. But you have a better position to magnify those moments. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So at this time we have come as a church. Who is the pillar of truth in this nation? We are understanding this hour by authority delegated, bestowed upon us as the people of God in this nation. We stand with one voice to nullify that statement, to cut that statement, to make it not as eternal and void in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the president of Nigeria that the next president of this country should be Tinubu. Father, will stand this day and say that the Lord must stand over the heavens of this country. No, wherever they have gathered together, Father, we don't have time to come together to present this man before us. Father, we send the scattering wind and declare that Bible said this, they will gather. But as long as that gathering is not of you, they will scatter. Lord, we stand this hour, we scatter the presence of the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we stand here as a church. We reject such announcement in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, survive by the us over this country. In the name of Jesus Christ. And not because we know that there is Islamization agenda between this group, we start to declare that people will not be put on this country in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. But the Lord says that the children of bound women shall not be like our head. Amen. I'm not putting my words. We are the children of free women. We are being all the children of unmanaged Lord. So Lord, by this word we stand this day, we begin to declare that any of the presidential candidates who are of the children of all women shall not be our head longer. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not here to be afraid of it, man. I declare the word of God. And the last time your enemy is, the last time God was in there, we will honor it. Now we stand here to declare that Atiku is a child of God woman. Papaso is a child of God woman. Tiku is a child of God woman. And all of them who are in this category will declare that after all, because they are first in the name of God's wives. Amen. Among those who are like, who have connection with you, God said, why should he engage? And the people might invent things. They rise up against the Christ and the anointed. But come this hour, on this offering unto us, O God. Father, no matter how weak a Christian is, he still has to that light. We declare it after all. Only this year, this election, we present a Christian. Christian is the president of this country in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I make my hands. I have got to do it. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
You are gone from beginning to the end. That Lord, that you made, you are the God of my God. You are gone, you are gone.
fail to pray before we get here. That prayer is that Nigeria will begin to speak at one point. Hallelujah. The unity of the country is under the things of it. And it has always been. Nigeria has been sitting on a bar and God moved. If you look at our coat of arms, you see unity and progress. But are we getting it? No. In our slogan, we answer one Nigeria. Are we one? Brethren, are we one Nigeria? Before now. But now, going forward, in this new Nigeria, we will begin to speak one voice. And as we go forward in speaking with one voice, those people will not come to speak to steal our resources anymore. Because the Bible says that the house that is divided on it cannot do what? Time. So Lord, we ask that you smount everything that has made Nigeria to be in this unit. We ask that you visit every stratum of this society. Lord, we start from our own point of standing, which is the Christians. On that day, Ezekiel asked you, can this boat come to life again? Lord, we declare today that all the boats will come together. Lord, no matter whatever denomination, no matter whatever sect, as long as you profess Christ, Father, receive the power to come together in the name of Jesus. Amen. That we might speak with one voice. For this unity has put a lot of damage on this planet. And we declare today that that narrative will be changed in the name of Jesus. Amen. From henceforth, Nigerians will come and declare, even this election, when it is declared, there will be agreement both in the spirit and the physical in the name of Jesus. God, we will not have too much contention. We will not have blood. Now, what I'm trying to say is that disagreement which has been, we will not continue. The new Nigeria will speak with one voice. And we will possess our position. The stealers and those who destroy the nation will not go in the name of Jesus.
Whatever. To your name, O Lord. We have come, Lord, to where we can ask for all that we desire. Lord, we thank you for all you are doing for us. We stand on the premise of all you have already begun to do, and we present this case before you. The man that has a sock on the leg, and the wife or the mother. Oh Lord, our God, you are our God, walking about in Zion. Lord, we ask that you arise tonight, and let the healing balm, Lord, let it be extended to this man now, and let that sword be taken away in the name of Jesus. You are the balm of Gilead. Lord, let that oil be released right now. Upon that leg. And we command that sword to dry up. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you because you are imparting faith upon our hearts to believe you for doing that which appears impossible. For with you all things are possible. Therefore, Lord, show yourself mighty. Lord, that men may know that indeed our God is alive. And that you are going about showing yourself mighty. We release the word of God unto that soul. Say, so be dried up. So be dried up from your root. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is responsible for you, by the name that is above your name, we command that to be taken away. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we also pray tonight to lift the mother of this man before you. Because, Father, you are the God of miracle. We ask, Lord, that by this healing you shall draw this woman unto yourself. Let your light shine. Every yoke of unbelief and every instrument of infirmity upon her family by which anyone is had and bound. Today the church commands that you be put. Lord, let the eyes of this woman be opened. And may she come to the knowledge of our God. In the name of Jesus. We declare your light upon the family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we change the genotype of this young man from SS to AA.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We make that decree tonight. Lord, let there be change in that genotype by the same word with which man was created. We declare the change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Establish your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mr. John, what is come and take your son? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to break bread. Sorry? Okay, she can share. Oh, okay. Praise God. Very well. Amen. Okay, praise God. Please, we would like you to bless the bread. We want to break bread. Praise the name of the Lord. We're asking you to bless the bread and the wine. It's a covenant of life. Amen, brother. Am I hearing anybody else? Life in the pattern of the church.
Thank you. Our God is mighty. Our God.
oh God, for the strength and the capacity to perform. We know something that we activated this weekend. It will not be something that ends, oh God, by this weekend. It will be a continuous thing. Thank you for placing before us an open door, the door of unlimited possibilities. We thank you for a recovery time, a time of restoration, a time of release. We thank you because we know, based on the platform of things that has happened this weekend, we need to solve it. We thank you for giving us all our liberties. Thank you for healing us from all our diseases. Thank you for fashioning us a new nation. And Lord, we thank you for a lift concerning us. We pray as we travel, you grant us joy in us to the name of Jesus. We know you are ready, you will report. We'll go back to our different stations, safe and sound. Lord, we trust you. That also when we gather again, will not be a very negative report about us, about our families. We are so confident that there will be additions because we know that you've already spoken to some people that they will join us even as we keep pressing on. We thank you for giving us over opportunity to the sower. Hallelujah. And food of bread to the eater. Thank you, our Father, for we will live in good health and prosper as our soul prospers. Thank you, Lord God, for at this time of this season, new eyes, new ears, new mouths, new understanding have been given to us. Thank you for opening the scriptures to us. We know that Lord God will testify of that which has grown in our midst. Father, Lord God, as we go back, we go out with joy on the left of the place. The mountains and the hills shall be for you to see.
Hallelujah.
And the trees of the field shall gather in us. It's a shout of joy and victory. The sound is a prayer of gratitude. For the Lord has brought great things, wherefore we are glad. Thank you for the brethren. Thank you for the different ministries that you have released upon us this weekend. Hallelujah. We know that we've been impacted positively, that none of us will ever be the same again.
Yes.
We will not return back to our old bodies.
Amen.
Because an injunction has been given to be present on God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for our brother, and who you activated this vision. God, he has known that Lord God is something we activated, and Lord God, we stand with him and with others. We know that Lord God, those that have not been able to answer to the call, that you minister to their spirit. Thank you, our Father. We bless you, Lord God. We glorify your name. For in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
I just
wanted
to confirm that this week was addressing the vision that the Christ is of. Because remember, as we prayed, it was like that was like the remaining stronghold. So I just wanted to admit that God has given us that altar, that stronghold, that there was a faithful that had come in the past.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go out with that understanding that the things of the old that God destroyed.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And some of the things that have come as we go, that we can meditate on. For me, the way I sum it up has to do with the situation of the soul, marriage of the soul.
spirit of the need that is joining unto the Lord, the one spirit. Now this is where the church is going to, where we are one with the Lord. The Lord is light, and when we address the Lord, we function as the light. You know, so we can meditate on that. There is a thing about encounter. Let's pay attention and let us, in our individual work, you know, create this period of encounter with the Lord. For me, I have to deal with the issue of postponing it. It's like, okay, I know about it, but I wasn't ready to go into it now. So, I think Brian really, that one that came has given us all dimensions of building the capacity. Let's not postpone it. Let it be a thing of now for us. That our character and building capacity will be a thing of now. And the third point that we need to know is that there is strength in the spirit. The strength in the spirit, you have it by building up yourself in the spirit, by praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you are still in my church. You are still in my church. And God says, a broken spirit cannot sustain the Lord. Your spirit needs to work strong. Now, the stronger your spirit is, the more ability you have to draw life from the spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's a practical thing. And the more, it's like a muscle. I had a friend of mine, a big man in the hospital, he had some kind of stroke. And when I went to see the hospital, I was shocked. His muscles have shrunken. The reason is that they have been bedridden for over a month. And the body is not using the muscle before. If you go and sit in the spirit, if you are not designing your spirit, you will not, if you don't remain small, and you think that you cannot be small. So the more you exercise yourself in the spirit, how do you pray?
Holy Ghost.
As you pray, it's a building up yourselves. So as we go, let us change our lifestyle.
Amen.
And build it. Times of building up ourselves in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are also in the scriptures. Before they go together, the Lord and the Spirit. That builds your capacity. And when your spirit is strong, you can pick up things from God. When you have issues, as you pray in the Spirit, in that place of prayer, you receive the direction. It's called the life of the presence of God. That is when you operate based on what you see in the presence of God,
even from your mind.
So that is something that is emphasized in this meeting. Very important on Thursday, that was 4 points. Ezra and Nehemiah, building the soul as the altar, the dwelling realm of God. That scripture was talking about that whole thing, building the physical temple. It opened on Thursday. The Lord is saying, it's the same thing. The decrease God has come to rebuild the altar, rebuild your soul as that altar. And there is a grant given. God says, let him who is holy be holy. Let him who is righteous. Let him that is unrighteous be unrighteous. That's a grant. If you want to be holy, there is authority and there is everything you need that has to be made. So you can claim it and you receive that strength. And then the final thing that I wrote down is about infirmity and capacity. Limitations. There are limitations we have. A good way to understand it is in the tabernacle, there is a veil, the final veil that you break. Now, to break that veil, you need the staff. The staff.
of that table of incense, there is a staff. That staff is of strength. The high priest has to carry it and bring it. You know, so we all have that infirmity. And this weekend is an infirmity. We don't think that everything is infirmity because that's what I'm aware of. But a large, you know, piece of it has been done, but we will need to build on it. You know, as God deals with infirmity, God deals with capacity. The opposite of infirmity is capacity. And the more we push, the more capacity we have to be able to abide in the presence of God. So for me, that's just trying to put together what I believe God was saying to us. But I believe that we are given things that we can work on. And I believe we will need to meet again. I don't know where it will be, so let's have to stay before the Lord. There will be direction. To meet again. Because they did that. That's because in Malachi, they spoke one to often one to another. And the book of Remembrance was spoken. So let's do this again. And the Lord give direction. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for the glorious event. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm lifted up. Glad to praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we will keep pushing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are praying for Nigeria. We are praying for the church. We are praying for ourselves.
Yeah.
To push. I keep pushing until we lay hold on that of which the Lord has given us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we just want to thank God. Okay, but I saw at the revelation, maybe we'll talk with it and announce to the announcement and then physically shut down. But spiritually, go on.
I think it's when we
pray that prayer
and close that to your mouth. When we pray around after that period, I saw something that looked like a ship back into the shore. And it was like people that have gone to warfare coming back with victory. There was a pole, a flag, a pole. It had the flag of Nigeria. But underneath it, there is two flags in one pole. Underneath the Nigeria one is white flag.
Righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So, and I think also it signifies
peace.
So the two flags were mounted with, and the people, you know, just like a commando kind of guys, they were just on that ship as it was trying to back. That just.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our ship has arrived here.
Amen.
We shout. And rejoicing. Righteousness exalting the nation. And peace and security in the land. The land will know peace. I'm telling you, brethren, that when the Holy Spirit they get sent, they will come and kiss the Son. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, we'll continue. The elections are here. So that aspect we continue to pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we need to rewrite this thing to you and the deliver. And then after that we will sustain the prayer for the new driver. Praise the new conductor will enter the driver's seat. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you repeating?
we can't have that. I'm sure those of you who want the that view, remember the conductor thing. Somebody asked some of the contestants, say, ah, sir, from what you have said, you see you have something to offer. But to say you know in Nigeria, 1+1 is not always true. I'm sure it's another language. But 1+1 is not always true. So if by any chance you don't get it, and the new person asks you to come and start. So the one says that he asked him, if you own a company, would you employ an incompetent managing director? So that incompetent managing director will not employ competent people to serve him. Praise the name of the Lord. Or you have a very cool, you employ a conductor to drive. Why the driver is now sitting behind, advising the conductor how to drive. Praise the name of the Lord. The driver must drive. And let the conductor conduct. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, the messages are on the platform. Praise the name of the Lord. This conference entirely is on the platform. And if you're not on the platform, please let me know so I can add you to the platform. It's something we need to go through, you understand, but there are some aspects of this that need to sit down, you know, and listen to it. It's not very crucial things we are saying. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as you go, begin to pray for the next meeting. Trusting God for direction, when that will be. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, a breakfast for the packet for takeaway. Trust that you come here as early as possible. Praise the name of the Lord.